Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Again, I'll continue to go back to JP. It should just be pointed out that Dylan Gabriel was getting first-team reps since camp and Shador wasn't. That doesn't mean the Browns were setting Shador up for failure. It just means they were really trying to do everything they could to set Dylan up for success.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
That, like, both of those statements, that doesn't have any causality on the other statement, right?
Sure. Yeah, agreed. My big thing right now is, I can't believe I'm the sports talk radio host that's going to say this, because we're always so instant reactions. So, like, oh my gosh, I need to have a big pronounced thought every moment. This is a let's see it play out type thing.
Mm-hmm.
And that's fine.
You know what? I'm going to build on that by saying, I don't get criticizing Kevin Stefanski today. I don't. Like, Kevin Stefanski wasn't the play caller yesterday, and I thought Tommy Rees did as well as he could, considering Dylan and Shador, two different quarterbacks. I understand that Kevin Stefanski put more eggs in the basket of Dylan Gabriel,
mm-hmm.
and we can do the very, very reductive way of thinking, which is, well, one's a third-round quarterback and one's a fifth-round quarterback. In reality, there's about 50 picks between the two players, which really isn't that significant, but the point is, I think he put a lot more belief into the readiness of Dylan Gabriel, and I don't think Kevin Stefanski deserves criticism because Shador didn't play well. In the same way, by the way, I don't know how much we should be criticizing Kevin specifically about Dylan not playing well, because quite frankly, it's hard enough to get first-round quarterbacks right. It is.
Right.
Look across the NFL. How many first-round top one, top two, top three, top five, top 10 quarterbacks get head coaches fired? Because it's not easy. Now, remove two rounds or four rounds from that, and it gets even harder with every round you drop down. So, like, trying to get two quarterbacks NFL ready in the same offseason is hard enough, and then having to play both when they're not a first-round pick, when it's a third- and fifth-round pick, is also super hard.
Yeah, I mean, no question. I don't know that I'm necessarily going to come after Stefanski for yesterday or anything like that. There's nothing in-game that I'd be frustrated by. If anything, I would say, like, some people are like, oh, well, Drake May should have been the backup, should have been ready to go. No, if the whole season is built around being a fact-finding mission, how do you label it that, or how do you present the season as a fact-finding mission and then be like, oh, we're all of a sudden going to have basically anybody else that isn't Shador out there?
Yeah. Now, well, I think that gets back to it. And again, listen, it doesn't mean I think Kevin's doing an overwhelmingly great job with either quarterback. That's not the point. The point is sometimes there is the rare in-between where it's like, I don't know that he's necessarily the quarterback Svengali. He's whispering to those quarterbacks, hey, stop being bad. At the same point,
that would be funny if that was him being a quarterback whisperer, though. He actually whispers like, stop being bad.
Well, listen,
I can't whisper into a microphone, apparently. That's really hard for me to do. Why is that a really hard thing for me to do?
Go?
Could I try again?
Yeah, let's
I don't think this is going to work, by the way. Stop being bad. Hey, practice makes perfect,
come
people.
On.
Practice makes perfect.
Just like Shador. By the end of that game, he got it. By the end of this bit, you got it.
You see? You just got to give people time.
That's
is
true.
The point. You got to give people some reps, some opportunities.
I laid back, all right? We gave you protection, unlike the Browns' offensive line, and you did it.
Doesn't mean it's going to happen flawlessly the next time I go
nope.
for it. Not a chance.
Nope. We're all works in progress.
That's all we are as people.
But it's funny. Like, the need to rush to blame Kevin. And again, I don't think Kevin's a flawless head coach. I get very frustrated with what I perceive as a lack of, I just don't think he's a leader of men, for whatever that means. I also don't think he's a great communicator. That being said, I don't put Shador's play yesterday on him. And by the way, I don't put it on Shador either. I don't put it on Andrew Berry, who it might be the reason that Shador's the backup. I don't. I think yesterday, if we really want to blame anything, it's circumstance. I think the quarterback, the four-man quarterback du jour, blew up in their face,
yeah.
which was predictable, but it blew up in their face in a cadre of ways. And I think by week 11, they've played three quarterbacks. This is how it goes when you're down to your original fourth-string quarterback.
And this is how it always goes around here, too, oddly yeah. enough. Like, we're the only place it feels like this always happens to, but it always happens this way. But I will be able to judge him moving forward, though, and I will constantly judge Stefanski off of what he does and doesn't do. And I think it starts with whether or not what he does basically when Dylan Gabriel gets cleared of this whole entire thing.
Well, and I think this week is one of those weeks where, going forward, all right, if Dylan cannot play and Shador has to go, it's on Shador and Tommy Rees and Kevin Stefanski to get that kid up to an acceptable level of play.
Well, and it'll feel like a second chance of sorts, like a second life for Shador Sanders. And I would imagine he'd take it very seriously. But if you're Shador, I mean, you want to talk about having an opportunity and being able to run with it. If he's able to start this week, you can Wally Pip of sorts Dylan Gabriel. You can take that job right from him. You just have to be much, much better than what you were on Sunday.
I do like that today Kevin was asked about that idea, and he said it's not fair to speculate, which my brain took to mean he'd thought about it.
Yeah. Yeah, of course he has. Like, how could he not? If you win games with Shador, well, you're not going to go away from that.
I guarantee you, if Shador goes out against the Raiders and throws for 250 yards, three touchdowns, and keeps it to one interception, and the Browns win, and which they have not done on the road for countless, almost two full years, I bet you Kevin Stefanski is going to become the biggest Shador Sanders honk. He'll be leading the Shahai.
I'd love to see it. Maybe he'll actually say his name this time. I don't know.
216-474-0092. Let's go with Mike in Westlake. Mike, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. I listen to you guys every day. You guys do a great job.
Oh, I thank you. And, I don't know if you know this, Mike. We like to hear nice things.
We do.
So we appreciate that.
We're big on that.
I respectfully disagree on your take on Shador.
Oh, no.
My biggest issue is not as much Shador as Stefanski and Berry. If they would have started at the beginning of the year and said, you know what, that Shador is going to be a developmental quarterback, that we're going to kind of redshirt him this year, and that is the reason why he didn't get some reps with the number ones or even the number twos, I got that. He didn't do that. And I really feel that he showed favoritism to Gabriel, because that was Stefanski's pick in the draft. He wanted Gabriel. And a lot of people scratched their heads when he picked Gabriel. So I hope at the end of the year, I hate to say this, but I hope at the end of the year they clean house, because Barry's done a horrible job addressing the wide receiver position and the offensive line. And I also think Stefanski's done a horrible position. It's supposed to be the quarterback whisperer, developing these guys what they need to be. Thank you.
Mike, we appreciate you. That was a respectful disagreement. All right, two things.
Yeah.
They were never going to say we're going to redshirt him, because they always left the door open in case Shador did one of two things. Surprise everybody, or it got to a point where, well, hell, let's see what we have, because we're probably going to draft a quarterback next year. So I'm not going to bash him for that. The favoritism thing is fair. That's the NFL. Like, I can't bash Stefanski for favoritism. I can only point it out.
Yeah.
Even if I think he favorited the wrong quarterback.
Well, I mean, unless we have to look at it from the perceptive, maybe we just have this all wrong. Maybe if I go galaxy brain for a second, maybe we just have this all wrong. Maybe 2026 was actually the year they were going to start Shador, and they were going to try to make 2026 all about him, while then obviously kicking the can down the road and actually taking a quarterback. So they didn't take one in 2026 to then take one in 2027. Meanwhile, in 2026.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The fan base would then be satiated because you'd be having entertaining football because Shador would finally be playing. So there'd be news, things to talk about, and it wouldn't just be a snooze fest. So if they could get through this year, then 2026 would be taken care of, and then 2027 would be the new quarterback, or Shador would just be that quarterback.
Joe in Medina, welcome to the show, buddy. What you got for us?
Hey, thanks for taking my call. Hey, so I know I get it with Shador not being ready and all that stuff and him not playing well. However, I want your opinion on this. Do you think the offensive coordinator helped this case? And I'm going to give you an example. The last series, right, the last series we had the ball, I'm almost positive there was not one running play, all passing. Okay, hold on. Then at one point, I believe after Judy called that pass, I think we had the ball on about the 35 or 40-yard line. 2 minutes to go, two timeouts left. And then even at one time, it was third and five, and we're throwing. Why not get the first down? 5 yards, get the first down, and then, you know,
well, they were stacking the box, and then also on top of that, it's not like Judkins was having success with the runs that he was given as is.
Well, I thought he had some success early in the game.
When Shador was there, and by the way, he averaged like 3.5 yards per carry. It wasn't like he had a great average day, but when Shador was in the game, okay, he didn't have anything of consequence as far as the run was concerned.
Right. Okay. 3.5. You said 3.5 yard average, right? So
yeah.
How do you like those? How do you like those odds? I'm just saying, two plays to make 5 yards. I like those odds. You're a professional team, you know, or at least a play action, something, and or get make a more a higher percentage pass completion. Why like 25 yards downfield? You need 5 yards for a first down.
So I actually think, and Joe, I appreciate you, buddy. Actually, Jerry Jeudy was open in the flat. And Shador could have made that throw. I think Shador was going for 7.
You mean in the corner of the Marvin end one? I thought Njoku was open on that play too.
But like,
if you actually like freeze it down,
guys, honestly, I'll side with the quarterback on that. He went for 7. He threw a incredibly placed ball.
Yeah,
the DB just made a good play on it.
It was. I thought it was a great ball, and I thought it was. You know, Larvidan got 4 snaps in that entire game, and it was all on that last drive. And it was with the idea that Shador doesn't know any of the receivers that he's throwing to. Let's get him somebody that he obviously was comfortable with and worked a lot with. And so, I mean, it's no accident that he was looking and trying to find Gage.
216-474-0092. Do you blame Kevin Stefanski for Shador yesterday? I don't. Honestly, I don't think you should blame anyone. I think we should just realize this season's about evaluation and development, and we've started the evaluation process on Shador. Now it's how can you develop him?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.